I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Well, it's time to panic, to run to the supermarket and clean the shelves of stuff we will never, ever need because there's a storm coming. Hide! Actually, snow is already falling in Wisconsin, Michigan, and we're walking this fine line between poking fun at the way we panic and, well, panicking, because this is, after all, the anniversary of the blizzard of 78, during which 54 people died, and we just watched Superstorm Sandy. Dr. Louis Uccellini is director of the National Centers for Environmental Prediction for NOAA's National Weather Service. He's also president of the American Meteorological Society and author of two books on northeastern storms, so he's the go-to guy. Dr. Uccellini, you say this is a rare and major storm. What do you mean by that?
Getting these types of snowstorms to develop along the East Coast and produce amounts of snow that approach a foot, approach 2 feet in the major metropolitan areas up and down the coast is a relatively rare event. So it's something that has to be taken very seriously when it happens. And given the fact that it's a relatively rare event, makes it even more difficult to predict and deal with the uncertainties associated with these storms.
Well, we're going to be under a blizzard watch on Friday. This storm called Nemo might be one of the top 10 of all time. But in 1978, I mean, I will not forget, we had water surge. A little girl washed out of her mother's arms as the mother was handing the child to a fireman in a boat at a flooded house. I mean, just a terrible storm. You know, even though 2003 had more snowfall. So, you know, what are some of the things we should be watching for? There's, you know, you could have more snow, but not as much damage.
Of course, with the blizzard of 78, it was the incredible winds that developed as that storm developed off the East Coast and then moved to a position just southeast of Boston. So it's a combination of the wind and snow in that case, combined also with the fact that it came in after the morning rush hour, so a number of people essentially got trapped where they were as that storm rapidly enveloped the Boston area. Those combinations make for the impact of these storms. Now, for this particular storm, it's not only the potential for very heavy snows, but the strong winds that are associated with this storm as well. And this is why the National Weather Service has issued a blizzard watch.
And by the way, what about other areas as it makes its way here?
Well, it's a storm that's developing even as we speak. By the time it affects the Boston area and the New England area, it'll be a combination of two storms, actually. One system now over the northern Midwest affecting the Great Lakes area. Another, and the important, very important component of the storms developing off over the Gulf. These storm systems will merge off the East Coast and deepen very rapidly as that happens.
Well, wait a minute. I have to stop you because that is sounding an awful lot like Superstorm Sandy, two storms that sort of collided and kept, you know, they collided over that area and they kept the storm from moving out to sea, and that's why it was so devastating.
Yeah, not exactly.
Okay.
Sandy had its unique characteristics. This storm will not have those characteristics, but nevertheless, the result will be an intense storm system off the New England coast Friday night into Saturday.
Another way of saying that is winter. You know, we'll be having this storm.
This will be a classic winter storm known as a nor'easter.
Is there any thing to think about in that we've had these reports recently about how our waters have risen in this area? Does that make any difference?
Well, yes. The higher sea levels play a role in the inundation that could be associated with storm systems as they affect the East Coast. One thing to keep in mind is that this storm will be moving rather quickly compared to a Sandy that, you know, was sitting out there and then moving from east to west and bringing the water with it. You know, how many tidal cycles this goes through will play a role in whether you get the coastal inundation or not. But having said that, there's going to be very strong winds with this and piling up the waters along the coastal areas in the New England area, and that has to be watched.
Dr. Louis Uccellini, director of the National Centers for Environmental Prediction at NOAA, also, as we said, wrote two books on northeastern storms. He knows of which he speaks, and he says, take this one seriously. Dr. Uccellini, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And here's the latest to our listeners here in New England. The Weather Service saying most of southern New England between 18 and 24 inches. The Cape maybe a little less. New York City is getting from 4 to 6 inches. Mayor Michael Bloomberg saying at least it's on the weekend, at which moment several million kids booed. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.